صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the 19th of Jumad al-Ula 1446, corresponding to Thursday the 21st of November 2024. You can send in your messages and your recipe request to 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inshallah we're going to be starting off with our first recipe. And that would be for a white chicken karai. White chicken karai recipe. So you're going to need a 4 chicken fillet cut into larger pieces or 1 full chicken disjointed. You're going to need a 4 chicken fillet cut into large pieces or 1 full chicken disjointed. Then you're going to marinate a half a cup of plain yogurt. Half a cup of plain yogurt. A quarter cup of fresh cream. A quarter cup of fresh cream or whipping cream. 1 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon dana jiru. 1 teaspoon dana jiru. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of crushed jiru. 1 teaspoon of crushed jiru. 1 teaspoon of garam masala. 1 teaspoon of garam masala. 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic. 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic. 1 1/2 teaspoon of green masala. 1 1/2 teaspoon of green masala. 1 1/2 teaspoon of green masala. 2 green chilies. 2 green chilies, you can either have it chopped or replaced with some crushed green chilies. 1 heaped teaspoon of ground or grated ginger. 1 heaped teaspoon of ground or grated ginger. You need some fresh coriander, some fresh chopped coriander. And then you're going to need two tablespoons of mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. So you're going to mix above and set aside. So that is your method. You're going to mix everything. You're going to set aside. In the pot, you're going to need 1 sliced onion. 2 green chilies slit down in the middle. 2 green chilies slit down in the middle. A few curry leaves. You're going to need a few curry leaves. 1 teaspoon whole jiru. 1 teaspoon whole jiru. 2 tablespoons of oil. Fry together until onions are lightly browned. Fry together until lightly browned. Until the onions are lightly browned. Then you're going to add in the marinated chicken and allow to cook. You're going to add in the marinated chicken and allow it to cook. The chicken should be saucy. And before serving, garnish with the colored peppers. Before serving, garnish with colored peppers. And fresh dhania. Then you're going to serve hot with roti, puri or rice. And that was the recipe for your white chicken karai, white chicken karai. Then our next recipe is for instant pot beef karai. Instant pot beef karai. You're going to need 1 kilo stewing beef, a big chunky pieces. 1 kilo stewing beef, big chunky pieces. 2 onions, 4 jam potatoes. 2 onions, 4 jam potatoes. 6 green chilies. 6 green chilies. 1 tablespoon garlic and ginger. 2 teaspoons of Durban masala. 2 teaspoons of Durban masala. 1 teaspoon of Kashmiri masala. 1 teaspoon dana jeera. 1 teaspoon dana jeera. 1 teaspoon ground black pepper. 1 teaspoon ground black pepper. You're going to need some salt. Need salt and 2 tablespoons double cream plain yogurt. 2 tablespoons double cream plain yogurt. Then you're going to saute the beef in the oil until it's browned. Saute the beef in oil until it's browned on all sides. Add the ginger and garlic and fry for a minute. Add the ginger and garlic and fry for a minute. Then you're going to add a cup of water. You're going to add the cup of water and pressure cook. And pressure cook for 35 minutes. Release the pressure once it's done. Release the pressure once it's done. Remove the meat and the water and reserve the cup, reserve the water in a cup. Thereafter, you're going to add in the oil and the onions. Add in the oil and the onions. And you're going to fry until it is brown. Sorry about that. It's 4 jam tomatoes, not potatoes. Apologies, maaf about that. Then you're going to add in the meat back in the salt fry. Say jazakallah khairan to the listener for rectifying that for me. Fry for a few minutes on a saute function. Then you're going to add the halved tomatoes. You're going to add in the halved tomatoes. And then you're going to close the lid and allow the tomatoes to soften. Close the lid and allow the tomatoes to soften. Remove the lid and pick the skin off the tomatoes. Remove the lid and pick the skin off the tomatoes. Use a masher to soften the tomatoes. Use a masher to soften the tomatoes. Then you're going to add in all the masalas in and fry for 2 minutes. Add the masala in and you're going to fry for 2 minutes. Add the potatoes and the reserved water. Add in the potatoes and the reserved water. Then you're going to close the potato, close the lid and pressure cook for 5 minutes. Close the lid and pressure cook for 5 minutes. Release the pressure and add in the yogurt. Release the pressure and add in the yogurt. Stir together and allow to cook without the lid for 10 minutes. Stir together and allow to cook without the lid for 10 minutes. Once the oil rises and the water dries out, add in the sliced chilies and dhania. Add in the sliced chilies and dhania and serve with parathas or roti. Serve with parathas or roti. And that was a recipe for the instant pot beef karai. That was the recipe for the instant pot beef karai. Our next recipe is for a simple red spaghetti. simple red spaghetti. So you're going to need 1 packet of 500 gram spaghetti boiled in a very salty water. 1 packet of 500 gram spaghetti, and you're going to boil it in very salty water until al dente, which is approximately 9 minutes. You're going to boil it and for about 9 minutes. For your sauce, you're going to need one very big or two small onions chopped. One very big or two small onions chopped, a pinch of bicarbonate of soda, the oil to cover base of the pot, two cloves of garlic minced, 2 medium chicken fillets, and it must be cubed small, 2 medium chicken fillets cubed small, 2 tablespoons of zesty lemon herb, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 heaped teaspoon of Italian herbs, 1 heaped teaspoon of Italian herbs, 2 tablespoons of mustard sauce, 2 tablespoons of mustard sauce, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of Nando's garlic sauce, 2 tablespoons of Nando's garlic sauce, 4 medium tomatoes liquidized, 4 medium tomatoes liquidized, 1 small sachet of tomato paste. If you want, you can add in a small sachet of tomato paste, 2 cups of boiling water, 2 cups of boiling water, 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 1 tablespoon cornstarch mixed in 1/4 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch mixed in 1/4 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of cold butter, 2 tablespoons of cold butter, fresh herbs. If for your garnish, you can use fresh herbs like chives, thyme, or basil. And your method, you're going to heat a large pot with a few tablespoons of cooking oil. Add in the onions and garlic and a pinch of bicarb. And allow to cook on medium heat until well softened. Now add in the chicken and the spices and allow to cook for 15 minutes. Add in all the listed sauces, tomatoes, and water. Then you're going to bring it to a boil. Finally, you're going to add in the cornstarch, the water, and the butter. And allow to thicken, then reduce the heat. Taste the sauce with a strand of the cooked spaghetti. Adjust the salt and acid of the sauce if necessary. Now you add in your freshly boiled pasta and mix. So now add in your freshly boiled pasta mix and allow to rest. You're going to cover the pot tightly for 10 to 15 minutes on a very low heat. On a very low heat. Serve immediately, topped with grated cheese and greens if you wish. And that was a recipe for your instant or simple red spaghetti. So we say Jazakallah Khairan and to the listeners that sent in your recipes. It's 28 minutes past 12 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we return, inshallah, we will continue with our program. And that is the nasiha and discussion segment with myself and Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.